You're good.
Hello, my name is Dave Vecht. The title of my living book is The Big Bear Scare. Okay, now, I just want to tell you about myself. I'm a stonemason. Who here knows what a stonemason is?
It's a person who, puts stones on, houses and,
Right. Builds with stones.
Yes.
Okay, well, I build with stones, but before I built with stones, I planted trees. I was a tree planter. And I planted a lot of trees. It took me 7 years, but I planted over 500,000 trees myself. It's a lot of trees, and my back is quite sore from that. But as I was a tree planter, I worked for a tree planting company up in northern BC. And you see, up there, there's a lot of wildlife. There's elk, there's deer, there's foxes, there's moose, and there's bears. So this company, they didn't just send us out into the bush thinking we'd be fine, right? They had us watch a video on how to interact with wildlife, especially bears. So on the video, they had this nice guy, and he was walking through the bush, and then there was this bear. It was a black bear. And on the video, he makes lots of noise, and he gets up on a stump, and the bear is all scared, and it runs away. So we thought, oh, that's how you deal with bears. So I was tree planting one day, and I was going up a hill. And it was quite a steep hill, and I had a friend of mine who was tree planting about 200 yards away from me, over to my right. And I was tree planting up the hill, and these are little trees like this, and you carry them in big bags like this. You kind of walk through the bush and you're tree planting. And I was planting up this hill, and there's no other trees, obviously, so we can see quite far. And as I was going, I noticed my friend running up the hill. And I thought, with the corner of my eye, I saw him, and I was like, why is he running up the hill? First of all, it's really hard to run with all these trees on you. And second of all, he shouldn't be running. He should be planting trees, right? So I saw him running up the hill. So I looked over and I was like, just to see what he was doing. And then I realized it wasn't my friend. It was a bear. It was a cinnamon bear, which is a black bear that looks kind of like a grizzly bear, which is a much bigger bear, but it doesn't have the hump on the back. So it's called a cinnamon bear. And so I was like, oh, shoot, there's a bear. All right. I don't know where my friend went, but hopefully the bear didn't get him. So he must have gone tree planting somewhere else. So I thought, okay, well, let me think. What do you do again? Oh, yeah. Get up on a stump, make yourself look really big, and make lots of noise. So this is what I did. I was like, whoa, bear! Whoa, bear! And so the problem is, what the video didn't tell me is, it's only if the bear has seen you first that you start making lots of noise and make yourself look really big. This bear hadn't seen me yet. All of a sudden, it got startled. And with bears and a lot of wild animals, what they do is when they get startled, they either run away or they run towards you. And this bear decided to run towards me. So I was standing up on the stump with my arms up in the air, with my shovel over my head, and I realized from 200 yards away, I had a cinnamon bear sprinting towards me. So I thought, oh, this is not good. So I stood there, and the one thing you don't ever do is run away from a black bear. So I just stood there. But things got worse. You see, that bear wasn't alone. An even bigger black bear came up from behind it and ran past it. So now I have two bears running towards me in the bush, and I don't have anything but a shovel. And so I thought to myself, I have maybe one good swipe at the nose of one of the bears, but the other one's going to get me. So I thought to myself, I'm going to die. This is not a good situation. But for some reason, now the bears were 200 yards when I first saw the first one. Then when both of them I saw them, they were only about 100 yards away, and they were sprinting. And bears can run about 60 kilometers per hour. So you can imagine, it didn't take them very long to get very close. And when they were about from me to your coat closet away, so about maybe 30 to 40 feet away, they stopped. And the mother bear made sure she was around in front of the younger bear, because that's what mothers do, right? They protect. And so they stopped, and the mother bear, she just kind of went like this on the ground. And she was trying to challenge me. And I didn't stand, I was so scared, I didn't know what to do, but I just stood there. So I just started saying, whoa, bear. And then it was funny because then the cinnamon bear, which was the younger one, decided that maybe I wasn't such a bad guy after all. And because I wasn't running at them, I was just standing there. Then it started to walk up the hill away from me. And the mother bear, she still wasn't so sure. So she basically then, once she did that, she stood up on her hind legs and she went like this and sniffed at me. And I thought, oh boy, here's the real test. Do I smell good or do I smell bad? So I just stood there and I didn't really want to look at her, but I didn't want to look away either because it was kind of a sketchy situation. I didn't know what to do anymore. I did the wrong thing in the beginning. So I stood there and I looked at her and then I looked away and then she just looked at me and then she said, actually, she didn't say anything. She just decided that I was probably not that big of a deal if I wasn't going to move towards her. So that's when she decided to follow her cub up the hill. And as soon as I could see that they're a little ways off, I shakily, with my knees shaking, I got off the stump and I walked backwards towards some other planters and I tree planted with them for the rest of the day. And that's my story of the big bear scare. Thanks, guys.